Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and this module will go over developing messaging solutions for Exchange Online. We'll start with a quick overview of Exchange Online as part of Office 365, and then introduce the Exchange Web Services Managed API. This video will focus on using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to programmatically work with mailbox items. In the second video in this module, we'll show how to use the Exchange Web Services Managed API to apply extended properties to mailbox items. In the third and final video in the module, we'll show you how to interact with the Exchange Free Busy Service to find a set of meeting times most suitable for a collection of participants. Exchange Online is going to give you the benefits of a hosted or cloud-based Exchange deployment. You don't have to worry about maintaining, patching, or upgrading Exchange because Microsoft's going to take care of all of that for you. You have access to the administration tools that you're used to from an on-premises Exchange deployment. For example, via the Office 365 tenancy administration website, you can create mailboxes, configure role-based security, etc. You can also use remote PowerShell to administer your Exchange Online deployment using PowerShell. Your users will connect using Microsoft Outlook or, of course, Outlook Web Access if they choose to. As with all the other offerings in the Office 365 platform, Exchange Online will always be up to date with the latest antivirus and anti-spam software. And of course, this is spread across multiple data centers, geographically dispersed, with a built-in disaster recovery plan. As far as user experience, the whole idea is that your users won't be able to tell that they're going against an Exchange Online deployment. Outlook looks the same, Outlook Web Access looks the same, etc. One nice perk is that users get 25 gigabyte mailboxes and have the ability to send attachments that are up to 25 megabytes in size. And of course, the whole Office 365 environment is financially backed by a 99.9% uptime SLA. Let's switch gears and start talking about the Exchange Web Services Managed API version 1.1. This API is a managed API for developing applications that use Exchange Web Services. If you're familiar with Exchange Web Services, it's a web service SDK that to use you have to add a service reference to the URL from your project and work with proxy classes. The managed API is much easier to use than that. It's easier than working with the EWS proxy classes. And for the most part, it has functional parity with Exchange Web Services. There's a couple of minor things that you can't do in the managed API that you can only do in the Exchange Web Services API. The managed API makes Exchange Web Services calls under the covers, so you don't need to deploy anything extra or have anything else running on the server-side component for your Exchange Web Services applications or your applications that use the managed API to work. The Exchange Web Services Managed API is backwards compatible with other versions of Exchange. Once you connect to Exchange Web Services by creating an instance of the Exchange Service class, you can optionally specify a version using the Exchange version enum. Once you set this, the API automatically limits functionality away from you that it knows is not available for the particular version that you're working with. And of course, this API was available before Exchange Online. It's cloud compatible out of the box. It's worked with Outlook Online and excuse me, Outlook.com and live@edu. What are some of the development scenarios for the Exchange Web Services Managed API? The main one is the desire to integrate Exchange data into your applications to perform operations on mailbox items such as creating appointments, sending emails, updating tasks, etc. The other main scenario is to leverage Exchange business logic or copy features that are available in Outlook into your applications. And in this module, you'll see a demonstration of using the free busy service. You can, of course, also work with notifications and data sync. Auto discover is an important concept that you need to get familiar with when working with this API. The idea is that to interact with the Exchange Web Services, you need to know the URL of Exchange Web Services for your Exchange Online deployment. However, you never want to hard code this into your application. You'll use a process called Auto Discover for your application to go out and fetch this URL. Auto Discover is going to give you the URL of the most efficient client access server or CAS server for the user's mailbox. This is particularly important for geographically dispersed deployments where different mailboxes can be on, physically on different servers around the globe. Here's a quick illustration of how Auto Discover works. On the left-hand side, you have your Exchange Web Services Managed API application. On the right-hand side here, you have Exchange Online running in Office 365. Your application is going to contact the Auto Discover service. There's going to be some back and forth here as Exchange Online redirects your request until it finds the most suitable URL for your application to connect to. Your application will implement a callback to validate where you're being redirected to and let the service know whether or not you want to follow this redirection. Finally, the Auto Discover service returns the URL for your Exchange Web Services back to your application, and then your application can connect to Exchange Web Services and start making programmatic calls. Another important concept is impersonation. Impersonation allows a certain user or mailbox to perform actions using another user's identity and permissions. For example, you can give a service account permissions to create mailbox items on behalf of another user. And you do this by granting the application impersonation role to a specific user over a set of other users. Let's take a look at a quick demo in Visual Studio of using the Exchange Web Services Managed API to work with a user's calendar items. Let's take a look at an application which demonstrates how to use the Exchange Web Services Managed API 1.1 to work with users' mailbox items in Exchange Online. I have a simple console application here. I referenced microsoft.exchange.webservices. This DLL is available when I install the Exchange Web Services Managed API 1.1. Open my program class, and the first thing I'll need to do is create an instance of the Exchange Service class. This is the class that allows me to connect to Exchange Web Services. And then to connect to Exchange Web Services, I'll initialize this class, specify the Exchange version. We know that Exchange Online is Exchange 2010 SP1, so we'll specify that. And then we'll define the credentials that we are going to use to connect to the service. In this case, I'm pulling the primary user's SMTP address from my app.config file. And then finally, we'll call the autodiscover URL method on the instance and pass in the user's email address. The autodiscover URL method is going to give us the URL of the most efficient CAS server for the given mailbox. So now that I'm connected to Exchange or Exchange Web Services, the first thing I'd like to do in this application is create a recurring appointment. Let me show you how easy this is to do. So I'll create a new instance of the appointment class on the service, and I'll specify these properties of the appointment. For example, the subject, the body, who my attendees are, and when the appointment starts and ends. And because we're defining a recurring appointment, the next thing I'll want to do is set up the recurrence pattern. So I'll say that we want to have this appointment on this day of the week, which happens to be today as we're writing this application. Set a recurrence pattern starting today, repeating every week on this day. And then finally save the appointment and send everybody an email about the appointment. The next thing we'd like to do in this demo application is find items in the user's calendar. So after we've created this recurring appointment, we want to demonstrate that we can retrieve a list of appointments. And we do that by creating a calendar view that is starting from today up to a certain number of days defined by this number of days parameters. And then we'll create an instance of find item results of type appointments. And we'll call service find appointments, specify the folder which we're looking for these in, which of course is the calendar, and the view, which defines a condition such as the start and end date. Let's uncomment out this code. And then finally, we'll iterate through the list of results and write them out to the console. We'll write the subject, start date, end date, date, start time, and end time of each appointment. And finally, in this sample, we'd like to demonstrate how to impersonate another user so that you can create mailbox items or items on their behalf. In this case, the primary user, the person who I connect to the Exchange Web Services with, is going to impersonate another user and create a calendar appointment on their behalf. So how we'll do that is we'll set the impersonated user ID property of the service. Say that it's an SMTP address and it's the email address of the secondary user, which in this example is going to be Sean Chai. Let's uncomment out this code. We'll define the appointment. We'll wrap this operation in a try catch because if I attempt to create this appointment after setting the impersonated user ID and I don't have permissions to impersonate that user, or the user that's connected to Exchange Web Services doesn't have permissions to impersonate that user, the code will throw an exception. And then finally, after we're done with the operation, we'll set the impersonated user ID back to null. Otherwise, any subsequent operations that we would do would continue to impersonate that user, and we don't want them to. Let's save our changes, compile, and take a look at this demo. So I'm going to start the application, and the first thing it will do is connect to Exchange Web Services in Exchange Online. So when the application connects to Exchange Web Services, it will display some menu items that I can choose one from, and I'll choose option 1 to create a recurring calendar appointment. This will invite Sean, the secondary user in our demo, to a recurring appointment. Let me switch over here to Outlook Web Access, and you can see that this appointment was created starting today. If we double click on it, open the series, see that it's a recurring meeting, and here's the recurrence pattern that we created. If I switch over to another session I have running here into Sean's mailbox in the Outlook web app, you can see that they received the notification for the appointment with General Industries. We can open that and accept it. Switch back to the application. And now that I've created an appointment, next thing I'd like to do is look up all the appointments in my calendar for the next 5 days. So obviously here's the appointment which we just created, and I have another appointment which is happening tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. To review a proposal. So we can easily use the Exchange Web Services Managed API to query a certain folder in the user's mailbox, for in this example, the calendar. And finally, I'm going to create a calendar appointment using impersonation. After this runs, I will receive a calendar invite that was created on behalf of Sean Chai, and I'll be the attendee on that meeting. You can see switch over to my mailbox. Here's an appointment that comes as if it was created by Sean Chai. It was created on his behalf by the impersonating account, and I can accept this meeting invite. So what you saw here is really a great demo that shows how easy it is to work with users' mailbox items in Exchange Online using the Exchange Web Services Managed API.